You know, over the years, we've done dozens of segments called Restaurant of the Week. The only stipulation is they have to be locally owned. And today, we found a winner that combines great food with an amazing golf opportunity and some really cool signature cocktails. In just a few seconds, you'll meet Steve Garls, the owner who poured himself into every facet of this new facility. Range, grill, and golf, coming up next. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of Arion HR. Imagine not having to deal with the complexities of human resource management and being able to work on your business. For real freedom and a faster growth curve, learn more about AurionHR.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com, and the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. You know, one of the things that we love doing is going to locally owned restaurants and do the Restaurant of the Week. And now we are at a relatively new place in the greater Des Moines metro. It's called the Range Grill and Golf. And so they mashed together great food, grill, and a sport, golf, and it's all within the walls of this really classy place. Steve Garls is with us. He is the owner. Steve, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me on.
Wow. This, I mean, it really is beautiful.
Thank you.
We just had our regular Laura Kennard from Drake University and DMBizMixer.com in to talk about stuff, and we recorded that piece here at the Range, and she walked in, she says, "This is, by God, the coolest place I've been in ever." So where's the design function? Where did all this come from?
Well, thank you first for that. That's a huge compliment. So, you know, my passion comes from the golf, first and foremost. So I'm a huge fan of golf, and I'm a foodie by nature. I love going to restaurants and eating great food, not only eating that great food, but, you know, trying to figure out why it tastes so good and what they put into it and, you know, take it a next step. So I've always had kind of a natural passion for both food and the golf side of it. And, you know, about 5 years ago, the indoor golf business really started to blossom. So I visited a lot of places throughout the United States and really went in and experienced the golf side of it. It was great. But, you know, after a couple hours of golfing,
something,
yeah,
right?
It just never had a great atmosphere. There was no food. You could bring food in from the outside, but there was never a food, nothing to keep you there for more than, you know, your golf. So once you're done golfing, you were immediately out the door going to get some food. So I thought, let's make an entertainment aspect out of it, make it feel more like your local country club, only at an elevated restaurant type feeling atmosphere.
Yeah, and it really, you know, that's a good way to put it as far as a country club atmosphere, because it does have that kind of a vibe to it, obviously, for good reason. I would imagine during the winter, you guys are rocking out here because, you know, the little white balls in the snow don't work so very well. Tell us a little bit about the golf side of this, and we're going to get into the restaurant, too.
Sure, yeah. So, obviously, during the winter, that's our captive audience.
Sure.
Is when we have snow on the ground. So, this time of the year, we'll start to slow down with 75 degrees out on a third of our building. That's kind of some of the beauty of our building is we are designed specifically to section off the golf, the dining, and the bar. Each part of the restaurant and the golf is sectioned off separately. So you don't have to be into just golf in order to come to Range. That's probably the most important thing we want people to understand is if you're not a golfer, Range has a dining room that's completely separate from our golf area. You can see that's what we're sitting in right now. It's got high back booths that are fabriced, and it's very casual, yet fine dining atmosphere. You could not even know there was golf going on in the other side of our building. So we wanted to make sure that that emphasis was done when we designed the buildings to know that we are a restaurant first and foremost, but there is another section of our building.
It's the entertainment side.
Yeah, a third of our building is dedicated towards golf. So in that winter season, we do have a place for our people that cannot go outside and golf, and they can come in, golf, also enjoy the food and beverage that we provide to our restaurant guests in the same under the same roof.
So I'm interested in the golf side. Okay, so a third of the restaurant, and we're at Range Grill and Golf, ladies and gentlemen. This is in, is this Clive?
Technically Urbandale.
Urbandale, yep. Yeah. It's on Hickman Road, just past Interstate 8035 on Hickman headed west. If you know where Menards is, you kind of know where Lifetime Fitness is. This is where this is. So the golf, so can people play a round of golf? Is that it, or is it practice? Or, tell me about that.
You can do both. So that's the beauty of the simulators is these are PGA-endorsed golf simulators, so they are as accurate as they get. These are what the professionals use to measure their club yardages. So you can take your clubs and expect to hit them indoors the same distance as you would outdoors.
Really?
So you can go to a driving range, and you can find out how far your clubs are going. And then there's 70 PGA golf courses also on there that you can go and play all the way from the tee to the green. So you drive, you hit your second shot into the green, and you also putt just like you would in outdoors. So you really have a true experience all the way from tee to the hole.
And the technology behind this has changed dramatically, I would imagine, in the past decade.
Yeah, absolutely. The high-speed cameras and high-speed computers really make it a seamless transition from when you hit the golf ball to the projection of your shot onto the screen. Before, there was such a lag and a gap between when you actually make contact and registering the data to get it to your projector that it wasn't a true lifelike experience. But now, instantly, when you hit that ball, it hits the screen and projects just like it normally would outdoors.
So fascinating stuff.
It's really as true life as you can get without playing outdoors.
Yeah, and I would imagine that for folks that are into golf and they're going, hey, you know, it's raining outside or we got storms going on, even in the golf season, they can come here and enjoy lunch or dinner and golf.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We got a lot of customers that come in just specifically to have lunch and play a quick nine holes while they're here on a lunch meeting.
Get out of here.
So it's a great way to escape your mundane Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon lunch and get out, and helps ice break a little bit too with clients.
Sure.
We've found people bring in clients to play at nine holes of golf and have lunch versus just trying to sit across from the table and break that ice. So it's
nice.
It's a good icebreaker for business meetings well.
So on the business side, this really does have an social interaction for business, because you can do. It's like, you know, they say that there's lots of business that's done on the golf course
for sure,
and that's true. But here, you can do it without getting out of the suit almost.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun. His name is Steve Garls, ladies and gentlemen. He is the owner of Range Grill and Golf. All right. How long have you been open?
We opened almost 2 years ago. So
is
we're
that
getting
right?
ready to start our third year here this summer.
Gosh, time goes, huh?
Yeah, it goes fast.
Let's talk a little bit about the design of the building. It's beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
And you know, it really stands out. How you've painted it, the graphics inside, the TVs all over the place. It really does. It invokes a classiness to it. Were you really involved in the design?
Yeah, I've always had kind of a passion for design builds. Some of my other businesses that I've owned, I've also taken from remodels and remodeled them to a point where we took them from an old and kind of flipped them into a new concept, a new feel. So I've always enjoyed doing that part of it, and even more so with this, because this is the first business that I've got to do of my own from start to finish. So we got to build it from the ground up. So I got hooked up with some people in the industry that design restaurants and do a lot of the interior design. So I got to work with some people who do this consistently, but also have my touches put on it. So some of the design interiors, the fabrics, the carpet, the design of the quartz on the countertop, some of that is kind of customized to the way that I would design a place. But
why
not,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as you're writing the checks, you might as well get involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. Let's talk about the food, if we can, for just a minute, because that's, this is a restaurant with some entertainment value to it.
Yep.
And you've got, by the way, as you walk in the doors, you're greeted right away. And then in the bar area, really classy looking again, and the dining area. So let's spend some time on the food side. You're open how many days a week?
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. So we open every day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. for lunch. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, we do a brunch program as well. So we'll open an hour earlier, and we open at 10 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays for brunch. So we literally open 7 days a week.
Wow.
Lunch and dinner, and then 2 days a week for brunch.
You know, I think that's a marketing genius, because there are so many restaurants across the metro that are closed on Mondays.
Yep.
And I'm going, what? I know you got to have a day off, but really, Monday? So where do people go for that business lunch or hang out or have something to eat? You got to search.
Yeah, absolutely. Outside of the chain restaurants on the west side of town, there's quite a few restaurants that are closed on Mondays. So there's definitely a market to be open on Mondays. And our concept, too, just lends itself, with the entertainment aspect as well, to be open seven days a week.
You got to be there. You got to be there when the people are wanting to be there.
Absolutely.
I get it. Totally. So the food. Are you also involved in the menu planning?
I do a lot of the menu planning with our chef. You know, we have a very, very excellent executive chef. He's been in this industry for 20 years, comes from a high-end steakhouse background. So he's got a great knowledge base that he can really bring ideas to the table and execute those ideas. All I like to do is eat and find great things, and I say, hey, Jeff, how can we execute this? And, you know, I take it to him and let him work on it. But I've always loved finding out, like I said, what's in certain dishes and how they're prepared and why they taste so good, and constantly working with our chefs to figure out what dishes aren't quite where we need them to be and what can we do to elevate that dish, and just keep making everything on our menu make sure that it's a great experience when they're in.
Because and I don't want to pigeonhole this, but if you were to sort of describe the type of food, I mean, I suspect you're doing a lot of salads and things like that, but also some heavier fare as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We have I'm kind of a self-proclaimed steak snob, so
yeah, really?
a good portion of our menu is dedicated towards proteins, whether that be a red meat such as a steak. You'll come in here and be very surprised to find out that we have elk and bison both on our menu as well. I think everybody in the metro at this point has had a bison burger of some sort, which we have two excellent bison burger options, but we wanted to take that a next step further and really introduce bison and elk to the Des Moines area. I have family out in the Montana area, so the first time I ever had wild game fillets and strips, I almost fell out of my chair. Yeah. It was so flavorful and great, and people think that it's a leaner meat, so it's actually going to be tougher. In fact, that couldn't be more opposite. Bison and elk are some of the most tender, flavorful meats that you've had, and we have a bison tenderloin on our menu that hands down blows the beef fillet out of the water.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, a bison tenderloin.
Bison tenderloin. It's the way to go.
Yeah. And then salads as well?
Yeah, we have a great salad menu as well. You know, right across from Lifetime Fitness, we have a very,
you gotta do that,
very large customer base that comes straight over from Lifetime. So, you know, we're looking for a great healthy option, and we do a lot of greens, a lot of steaks with on those proteins that are lean, like the bison. Bison's one of the leanest meats you can get.
Right.
Chicken and turkey tenderloin and different proteins on top of the meat to keep it very nice and light and clean. Focus on a couple of quinoa bowls, so we'll do more of a quinoa bowl with some of our proteins and some of our veggies, and just really have some really nice, light, healthy options, as well as some of your classic favorites. You know, we'll go into the burgers, and we have great flatbread options and some of our appetizers. We don't 86 the fryers completely, but we try to fry a little bit less than most American restaurants do.
Steve Garles, ladies and gentlemen, he is Range Grill and Golf in Urbandale. All right, you've got golf, you've got food, you've got separated places, a dining room, which is wonderful. And as soon as you come in to your place, you see the bar arrangement. And you mentioned that you spend some time behind the bar every once in a while. That's kind of gorgeous, too. What? Tell us about your bar arrangement. What's going on there?
Yeah, so with the fear of sounding like I spend too much time in bars, it's definitely my favorite place of the restaurant.
Of course.
When I'm here. You know, it was designed with a great indoor-outdoor feel. So we have a double-sided bar when you walk in. Straight when you walk in, you see the bar. And then on the other side, it's a pure side of glass windows that is glass currently because it's still a little cold out. But once it gets into the summer, we'll take those glass windows completely out, and they'll turn into screens. So we have a screened-in patio that backs right up to our bar. So we have bar tops on our patio, which flows right into our bar. So it really creates a real great indoor-outdoor bar feel when you're in here in the summer, for sure. And it's nice and bright during the day and during that happy hour. So it really creates a nice happy hour feel as well for people when they come in.
Signature cocktails, are you building those things too?
Yeah, absolutely. We hang our hats on our cocktail program. We have two really great mixologists, some of the best in the Des Moines area, if you ask me, constantly creating new recipes. And, you know, we hang our hats on premium ingredients. It's just like anything else in the industry. You get a good product by putting in good ingredients. We don't use 20 different flavors of Stoli vodkas. We infuse all of our liquors with fresh fruits. We create our own sherbets when we're creating cocktails. So all of our flavors and our profiles are coming from fresh ingredients versus artificial, you know.
Right.
People can tell when it's an artificial sweetener. It doesn't quite taste the same. So bringing that natural ingredients to your bar program really elevates it. It takes a little bit longer, and it's a little bit more expensive to do, which is why a lot of people don't do it. But unless, you know, people can tell the difference in quality, and that's really what we're trying to do, is create that cocktail program on the west side of Des Moines, the suburbs that don't typically get that kind of elevated cocktail program without going downtown. We really want to provide that feel and that cocktail program to the western suburbs without having to go downtown.
Uh-huh. All right. Even better, so you don't have to drive so far.
That's right.
Yeah, I like it. Steve, this is just a great place. So you're into the food, you're into the design, and it's a beautiful place, and you've got multiple things going on here, Steve. I got to believe, just in my pea brain here, and I've done this business thing for a long time. This is perfect for potential franchisement. Yeah?
Yeah, we set it up that way eventually. You know, we got to crawl before we walk, sure. Obviously. So we want to make sure we get this up and running and get everything clicking on all cylinders. But, you know, eventually I think there's opportunities in other markets. Midwestern, I think, is a great opportunity. And obviously the further north you go, the longer it is colder, the better for, you know, part of our concept as well. So, yeah, there's areas that we're looking into in addition to the Des Moines market area eventually for franchising or
ding, 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 growth. Minneapolis, are you listening? yeah, because that would just make sense, wouldn't it? I mean, obviously, the further north you go, you're going to have a better opportunity. But because you're so focused on high-quality food, this could work in lots of different places.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
Yeah. What's the best part of your gig now? Now that you're in the salon business with your bride and you've had several other businesses, is this Range Grill and Golf, is this occupying like a bazillion parts of your time?
Absolutely. I'm here almost 7 days a week. You know, I try to sneak out of here for a little bit on Sundays, but other than that, I don't feel like I come to work every day. I feel like I get to go to work every day. I enjoy every part of my day, from walking in and working on the bar menus and the food menus and interacting with our golfers and our customers that come in. But I love what I do. I'm here. This is kind of who I am. So if you want to know who I am and you walk in my doors, like I said, in the design and what I'm into, all the way from food, drink, and golf, you can find out a lot about me just by walking in Range Grill and Golf.
Steve, let me ask you this. How important is it for the establishment owner to be hanging around?
I think it's important. I think as hard as you always try to get everybody to buy into your vision and your concept, unless you're here breeding it into everybody's daily, it's never quite the same. So I try to be wherever I'm needed the most I can. You know, the industry is always a fickle beast. So sometimes I'm in the kitchen expoing our food. Some nights I'm behind the bar. Other nights I'm on the floor talking with guests. So it's just a matter of where I can be the most useful and, you know, make sure that our service is the best it can be every night.
His name is Steve Garles, ladies and gentlemen, and he is the Range Grill and Golf. They are, thankfully, going to be our host for the next several weeks as we do Out to Lunch. And so this is going to be fun, bringing people who may not have experienced, just like we did Laura Kennard, who said, wow, this is really cool. Other people throughout the country, bring them here to have this experience with us on the next four Tuesdays. Steve, thank you so much for hosting us, and thanks for this, man. It is a gorgeous place. It really is. And congratulations on what appears to be, from every single aspect that I've heard. And the reason I'm here is because my son says he's been here numerous times. He says, you got to go there, Dad. It's a great place. Thanks for doing this.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
Once again, that's Steve Garles, the owner of the Range Grill and Golf on Hickman Road in Urbandale. You got to go, even if you don't play golf. But this is like, really it is, this is like hitting a hole in one, like every time you swing the club. It's a great place. It really, truly is. All right, that about wraps it up for today's edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for listening. For all of us associated with the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Production. For Steve Garles and the rest of the crew, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.